Amen. Take your holy book and turn to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27, verse number 11, the Bible says, "And Jesus stood before the governor. The governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner named called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife was sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Jesus saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw they could prevail nothing, but that there was a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when they had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there and set up over his head as his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and the elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come now down from the cross, and we will believe him. And he trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on the scriptures that we read in your hearing. And I want to preach this, if God help me, on what Jesus didn't do. Amen? On what Jesus didn't do. As we begin to look at this, we see Jesus and we see the example that he was, how he was steadfast in his walk and how he suffered unjustly the just for the unjust. That he was the just, and he suffered for the unjust. Those that weren't justified, those that were vile and unclean, which is us. Praise God. We all sin, come short of glory of God. But God Almighty blessed and sending His Son, His only begotten Son, that through Him you and I might be saved. Jesus come and did that for me, praise God. But I want to preach just a few things, just to give you a few right quickly out of the text that we read or hearing on what Jesus didn't do. If you look back at verses 11 through 14, he's talking about when they come and begin to accuse the Lord Jesus, praise God, the Bible said that He answered nothing. When they accused the Lord Jesus Christ, He never gave them an answer. It was fulfilling the Word of God. It's fulfilling Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 7, where He says, as the lamb before the shearers was dumb, He opened not His mouth. He could say, hey, listen, you ain't got a clue what you're doing. I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Anointed One. I'm the Messiah of God. Praise God. But He didn't. When they began to accuse Him and ridicule Him and put Him down, praise God, He never opened His mouth. He never said a word. He never defended Himself. Praise God. He was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Praise God. And He knew that. Amen. He didn't have to prove it to no one. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 7, the Bible says there's a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Sometimes we got to remember just to exercise discernment in what we say. Sometimes if we don't have something good to say, it's better just to not say nothing at all. Praise God. And Jesus knew exactly who He was. He knew who the Father was. He knew what He had to do. He knew what He was sent to do. And He just come to do it. Amen. So Jesus didn't answer them. He didn't answer the accusations that they brought against Him. Praise God. Because the accusations was true. Amen. When they make accusations against you, praise God, they said, are you the Son of God? Are you the Lamb of God? Are you the Messiah? Praise the Lord. He didn't have no answer for Him because He knew who He was. And I want to say this, but it wouldn't have mattered what He said. They wouldn't have believed Him anyway. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because people sitting in the world today and you're preaching, you're telling what thus says the Word of God and they don't believe it anyway. Amen. But you may be sitting here this morning, praise God, you hear it, but you don't believe it anyway. There's a lot of people in that circumstance this morning, praise God. They hear it, but they don't really believe it. Amen? God, help us to come together on the envelope of being believers today. You say, well, people tell me all the time, they say, well, pastor, I know what the Bible says, but. Amen? Yeah, but we don't really believe it that way. Well, that's what God says, praise God. But we all just believe what God says. You know, it's amazing to me that we'll believe what the world tells us. They can feed us all kinds of lines of stuff, and we'll take it and look hook, line, and sinker, but we won't believe what God says. Amen? We better start believing what God says. Amen. We better listen to Him. We better direct our attention to the throne of grace from where our help comes. Because we need that like we've never needed before. I need that. You need that. Our families need that. Newsflash, they're watching us. They see how we act and react. They see how we behave. Hello? Amen? If we ain't doing things according to the Word of God, then we need to check up. Let me just tell you, it's a whole lot easier to live inside His Word, live with God, than to live against Him. Amen? They were trying to dissuade the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But Pilate asked, "Say, here's thou not these? How many things they witness against thee?" Amen. He said, "Hey, listen. They got all these things they're saying against you. Hey, listen. The world's going to say things against us. The world don't like us. They don't like what we stand for. They don't like us that we love this blessed old King James Bible." Amen. I don't know that the people say, "Well, preacher, you know that's just old fogey stuff. You need to get with the new program. You need to find you another version." Amen. I won't say this blessed old King James Bible. Hey, it's all that we need. It's the Word of God for English-speaking people, praise God. Written on an eighth grade level so we can understand it. You say, well, preacher, I just don't understand it because we don't know the writer. You ever get to knowing the writer, praise God, He'll begin to reveal Himself to you. He'll begin to show Himself to you. You'll begin to see Him, praise God, like you've never saw Him before. You seek to draw nigh to Him. Draw nigh while you have an opportunity. Brother Billy's talking about, hey, don't wait for years down the road and then try to get in so that you can finish well. Listen, you young people, listen to Pastor Jeff. Get in now and do all you can. Learn all you can about him. I was talking to little Harper this week, and she was talking about, I told her I love Jesus. She said, well, Papa, I love Jesus too. Amen. I said, out of the mouth of babes, praise God. Come, perfect praise. Amen. We are to love Jesus. You say, how come our people don't love Jesus? Because we don't. Amen. If we ever start loving, showing our affection for Jesus Christ as our Savior, praise God, everybody around us will start seeing that there's something real about this. Amen. They bring accusations and they bring a false speech against us. Praise God. He said he answered nothing. Because really it doesn't matter. If he had it, they wouldn't have believed him anyway. Amen. Praise God. So he didn't reply when he was accused. He didn't reply when he was abused. He didn't retaliate when they was abusing him. He didn't retaliate, praise God. Look over at verse 27. Amen. He says, the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him a whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Amen. They was mocking him. They was making fun of him. He said, he's king of the Jews. So they put a scarlet robe, a type of royalty, a color of royalty upon him. Amen. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. When they had plaited a crown of thorns. Now, them thorns over there in Israel are great old big long spike-like thorns. 2 inches, 2-3 inches long. And they knitted them together. It's like this cross up here. And they knitted them together and they put that on his head. On the head of our Savior. Said, you want to be king? We'll make you king. Amen. Listen, I tell you, if we're going to make him king, we better make him king for sure. We ought to make him king and Lord of our life, praise God. But he didn't retaliate when he was abused. Amen. Praise God. The power, praise God. He had the power to destroy those mockers that was making fun of him. Amen. He could have called down the legions from heaven, praise God, and destroyed them in a moment of time. But he endured the pain. He endured the suffering. Amen. They played a crown of thorns and put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. You say, people, preacher, how could they do that? Preacher, how could they do that to the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know. Why do we do? Why do we do it? Why do we mock him, make fun of him? So, well, preacher, I'd never do that. We do when we don't listen to what he said. We don't obey him. We don't follow in the direction they'd have us to go. Then we're rebelling against him. We're making fun of him, if you will. Amen. He said we oughtn't to be doing that. But it's a fact that he could have called down legions of heaven. They was the legions of angels, praise God, that was sitting in heaven, that was sitting on the edge of their seat. They were ready and willing to go. Amen. But Jesus loved us. He loved you and me so much, praise God, that he endured the suffering. Amen. He didn't retaliate because of the abuse. Verse 30 said they spit on him. They took a reed and smote him on the head. They spit on our Savior. I was talking to a lady that they used to work for a sheriff's department. Said she was coming down out of there. She was a bailiff. She was coming down the elevator. And there was a young person spit on her. And she said, before I even knew it, before I could catch myself, said, I boxed his jaws. Amen. Amen. She said, instinct, reflex, I boxed his jaws. Amen. Praise God. Remember the older lady used to run the elevator? Amen. Used to take you up, bring you down. Used to have elevator operators. Yeah, that's old school. Amen. But said that little old lady, she looked over toward the door and she said, I didn't see nothing. Amen. Amen. But Jesus never retaliated. Praise God. He could have. Those angels were sitting on the bench of heaven. Praise God. They was looking up. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. They saw what he was enduring. They saw what he's going through. They was legions of them. Praise God. He could have said one word, and boom, they'd all been destroyed. Amen. But because Jesus Christ loved humanity. Amen. You said, Pastor Jeff, you mean Jesus loved them old wicked soldiers that would do such a wicked thing? Yes, he did. And then even as they took that rod and they drove those crown of thorns down in his brow, sunk those old long spikes of them thorns down into the brow, into the head of Lord Jesus Christ, into his skull. He never retaliated. Amen. He stood it. Why? Because he was obedient to the Father's will. He was going to finish this thing. Amen. He finished it right. He didn't retaliate because of the abuse. Amen. Praise God. Not only didn't retaliate, he said that when they got down here to the cross, verse 33, when they had come down unto the place called Golgotha, he said that is to say a place of the skull, of a skull. They gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. I want to say Jesus Christ did not accept the cup. Amen. That cup that they give him, that narcotic drink that would have made him numb, that narcotic drink that would helped to take away the pain that he was going to endure as soon as he realized what it was, he didn't partake. Amen. He didn't accept the cup. He didn't accept what the world had to give him because he was doing what he according to the will of his Father. He said there was only one way that this could happen. Only one way that mankind could be severed out from the wickedness of the world. And that was through Jesus Christ and that true cup that he would have to drink. Amen. Jesus refused the cup of the world. He refused, praise God, that would deaden the pain. Amen. But he did drink the cup of suffering. Amen. The cup of suffering instead, praise God, he took it upon himself. He took upon the suffering, all the suffering and the pain and the anguish that you and I would ever have to endure. Amen. And so in that essence, praise God, he could take away your pain one day forevermore. Amen. Do you know as a child of God, born again, believer, praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to be in that place of no more. We're going to be in a place of no more pain, no more suffering, no more heartache, no more tears, no more anguish. Praise God. We're going to be in that place, praise God, where God Almighty takes it all away. And Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, He didn't accept that cup. But He was willing to drink that cup of pain and suffering. Amen. As pain and suffering for sin, your sin and my sin. He that knew no sin became sin for you and me. Amen. Do you realize how sinful you are? You say, people say it all the time, well, Pastor, I'm really not that bad. Yeah, but we're really not that good either. We do things, we think things, we say things that we oughtn't to say, do, or think. Amen. Yeah, so we're not that good. But Jesus Christ, praise God, He took that bitter cup of sin for you and me. He that knew no sin became sin for you. That through Him, Brother Bill, we could be set free. Amen. You say, Preacher, that means we don't ever sin? We still mess up. Amen. We still in this old flesh and we struggle every day. Paul would say, that I do, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm struggling, so I don't know what to do. He said, but it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that body of death is lifted off of me and I've been given a reprieve. Glory to God. That one day, even though, you say, well, that give us a license to sin? God forbid. Amen. It gives us a license, praise God, to realize that we have a Savior, and as a born-again believer, He'll save us, and He'll keep us, and He'll draw us unto Himself, and He'll show us the way. You know, He is the way. And He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no, contrary to what the world tells you today, He said, I am the way, truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. How do you get to Jesus? How do you get to heaven? How do you get that wonderful place of no more? Through Jesus. Jesus comes and gets us, praise God, one day when He says, when we're on this world we've had enough, He said, I'll not put on you more than you're able, but with it, so I'll make a way of escape. He's that way. Amen. And one day, in a little while, praise God, He'll pluck us out of here and take us home to be with Him. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? Amen. It won't be long. We need to be getting ready. Amen. We need to be getting ready. But He would not accept that cup. Amen. Not only would He not accept that cup, look at verse 39. Verse 39. Not only would not accept that cup, He didn't come down from the cross. Amen. He didn't come down from the cross. He said, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads. You know what that's doing? Now you come out of Jerusalem and Gethsemane. It was out in a little place by itself. And you come out of Jerusalem and the main street went by Golgotha. And Jesus was hung on Golgotha. And people go by and they done it on purpose because it was a shameful place where people, the citizens, could come by and see people in shame hanging on the cross. Or being whatever they was being, or was happening. And they come by and they was wagging their head. I said, yeah, look at him now, this Jesus. He thought he was something, but look at him now. Amen. They was making fun of him. They was mocking him. They was ridiculing him. Just like the world to do today. Hey, listen, when people mock you and put you down, Franklin, listen to me. This morning, young people especially, when people mocking you, put you down, praise God, don't you worry about it. Just keep your head up and just remember that you're a child of the King, praise God, and nobody can take that away from you. Amen. You are somebody, praise God, and you are going somewhere. Amen. God be the glory. Amen. If you get that established in your head and in your heart, there's nothing that anybody can say, praise God, that'll bring you down. Amen. I know how it is in the world today. You know, especially as teenagers, as young people, you start to get the age, you start worrying about what you look like and what you sound like and what you do and what you don't do and trying to figure out a place and you're trying to fit in. Hey, let me just tell you something, young'uns. If you don't fit in this world, don't worry about it. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes it's okay not to fit in. Amen. Find you a good Bible-believing church and Bible-believing people, praise God, just fit in with them. Amen. Praise God. That'd bring glory to God. But he didn't come down, praise God. They mocked him, they wagged the head at him, but praise God, that didn't change his mind. And they say now that destroys the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. You know what the problem with people today? They're unbelievers. They're saying, if there be the Son of Man, or Son of God, if you are the Son of God. Let me tell you who Jesus is today. Who he was, who he is, and who he'll always be. He is the Son of God. And he is God the Son. Amen. Praise God. He said, I and the Father are one. One and the same, praise God. Bless his name. He said, if you are. See, there's a lot of unbelief. He said, likewise, also chief priests mocked him, and the scribes and the elders. These are the religious people. They should have been expecting the Messiah. It was predicted in the old prophets, praise God, almost down to the day and the hour when he would come. But they rejected him. They said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. Amen. What do you think about that? If he would have come down off the cross, they still wouldn't have believed in him. Amen. How do you know? Well, they was teaching in Sunday school this morning. Praise God. Peter jumped up and he, in the garden, he cut off Malchus's ear. Praise God. Jesus took it. He said, put thy sword away in thy sheath. And he took Malchus's ear, put it back on. Immediately it was healed. Praise God. And they saw that, saw the miracle, saw the hand, saw the power of an almighty God. And they still didn't believe. Amen. He had walked the earth, Brother Robert. He had done many, many, many miracles. And they still didn't believe. They saw Lazarus raised from the dead, praise God. But they still didn't believe. Amen. I'm getting loud. Harper's covering her ears. She asked me the other day when I was at, she said, Papa, why do you get so loud? Amen. I said, well, I can't hear real good. And I said, I get so excited, I can't help myself. Amen. She said, well, you get loud. Amen. Praise God. I can't help it. But he said, hey, this is what happened. They saw the many miracles. They saw the power of an almighty God in a real life and in person. But they didn't believe. If he had come down, it wouldn't have changed their mind a bit. Amen. It wouldn't have changed not one iota of their thinking if he had saved himself. Amen. Because the Bible says, first comes the suffering and then comes the glory. Amen. First comes the suffering. Just like in our life, we go through things, we go through suffering, we go through the anguish of this world because sin, amen, it was all designed to be perfect. Walking with God day by day, living forever in the righteousness of God, walking with God. Wouldn't that have been something? Just every day, just to walk, just meet God in the garden, go for a walk, kind of go over the things that we see and just be, you know, just be rejoicing in His presence. But man come along and messed that up. God knew He would, so He said, hey, so Jesus said, well, Father, when they mess it up, I'll go down and I'll fix it. Amen. He's the people fixer, praise God. So first comes that suffering, then comes the glory. Amen. He didn't come down from the cross. Amen. And if we look over Matthew chapter 28, we see the next thing that Jesus didn't do. Brother Bill, Jesus didn't stay dead. Amen. Amen. Take that devil. Praise God, He may have died. He gave up the ghost. He said, it's finished. But praise be to God, He didn't stay dead. Amen. Praise God, He got victorious over death and the grave. Amen. In Matthew chapter number 28, He said, the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. And you know, all good things come down from heaven. Have you ever noticed that? Condescend down to those who believed. To believe? Praise God. He said, and came down, rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And His countenance was like lightning, His raiment white as snow. That's to be expected, right? I mean, something that's coming from heaven. Praise the Lord. And for fear of Him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Amen? They done lost their faculties. They were as dead men. As the angel answered, said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Amen? In other words, He actually was crucified. He died. These people say, well, they just faked His crucifixion. They took Him down and He was alive. They put Him in the, you know, in their cloak, put that rock there. And 3 days later, they come, got Him out, and really wasn't nothing wrong. Praise God, it was all just a show. It was all act. Amen. But the angel said, hey, listen, said He was dead. He was crucified. Said He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. He said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Amen. Jesus was crucified. He died. He said, it is finished. The work of salvation, praise God, the work of justification was done through Jesus Christ, your Savior. And on that third day, praise God, He got up gloriously, got up victorious over death and the grave. And because of that, we don't have to worry about it no more. We don't have to fret. Hey, we do because we don't understand it. Death is something that we don't know about. Praise God. But one day we're going to pass on out of here, whether by the grave or by the rapture. We're going to go out of here and be with the Lord. Why? Because He made provision for it right here. For me and you, praise God. He said, and go quickly and tell His disciples, verse number 7, that He is risen from the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like this next part though. He said, praise God, that Jesus didn't stay dead. He got up victorious over death in the grave. He plucked the stinger out of death, praise the Lord. The sting of death no longer has control over Him. Praise God, if you're a child of God born again, the sting of death no longer has control over you. Amen. Hey, we don't have to worry about dying. We just ought to focus on living. Living for Jesus, praise God, who made it possible for us to go free. He said, He is risen from the dead, and behold, now watch it, He goeth before you. Amen. Praise God. Listen to what did He just say? He said, praise God, He's risen. He said, Jesus is risen. Jesus got up victorious over death, grave, and He's going before you. Amen. He's going before you, praise God. Hey, just everywhere you go, think about this. Jesus is going before you. He's leading the way. He shows you the way. He is the way. Glory to God. It just gets bigger and better all the time, don't it? Amen. He shows us the way. He goes away. So first comes the suffering, then the glory. Then comes the cross, and then the crown. Amen. That crown of glory, praise God, that's upon Him. He fulfilled the will of the Father. And one day, praise God, through Him we can fulfill the same thing and enter into portals of glory where we'll receive the crowns that He offers to us. When He says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And we'll have something we can give back to Him for all that He's already done for us. Amen. Praise God. What Jesus didn't do is the great thing in this. Praise God. But the greatest thing, and I'm done, the greatest thing that He didn't do, He didn't forget you and me. He didn't forget you and me, praise God. He went to sit at the right hand, Romans 8 and 34 said He went to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. Amen? For us, praise God. He went to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession, to intercede for us. Even when we come short, even when we mess up, He's making intercession. He said, there they go again, Father. Amen. But that's all right, praise God. Hey, let the Holy Ghost conviction. We're sending the Holy Spirit. He's teaching them things, praise God, that come from you and me and our Word, praise God. And it's making a difference. It's been manifest in their hearts and their lives. They're beginning to see it. The light's going on. Praise, that's what amazes me about being a pastor. You look around, you all of a sudden you start seeing people in the light. And it's maybe after a long time, and all of a sudden the light comes on. Amen. It's an amazing thing. The light comes on suddenly, like, you know what? This is really good. This is real. Amen. Christ is so good. It seems like, I pray God, when I get in with Him and He begins to help me, it seems like everything's running better. That's why it breaks my heart when you see people that are in there doing good and all of a sudden they start having some difficulties and they run away from God. Don't ever run away from God. Always run to Him. Amen. Always run. Ain't that what you do, Brother Arthur? Amen. When you get to having difficulties, when you get to having adversity, praise God, we run to Him. And because we know that He loves us and He cares for us. Amen. He is our Heavenly Father and He wants to help us. We just have to realize that we need the help. Amen. What Jesus didn't do, what He didn't do, praise God, He didn't forget me and you. When He was hanging on the cross, you was on His mind. When it come time to get up, praise God, He got up. Those grave clothes laying, He took that napkin and He folded it up nice and neatly. See, that's what you do when you're at the table in a restaurant and you decide you've got to go to the restaurant or you've got to go answer a phone call. You take your napkin and you fold it up and you leave it beside your plate neatly. That tells the waiter, praise God, that I'm not finished, that I'm coming back, that I'm going to be back, that I'm going to take care of business, I'm going to finish what I started. Amen. Praise God. He didn't quit, He didn't give up, praise God, and He didn't ever decide that He's not going to finish what He started. He's come to get us, He come to take care of us, He's come to bless us. Amen. He cannot forget you. Amen. Sometimes it may feel like in this world that you've just been forgotten. I want to encourage you on the authority of the Word of God that you are not forgotten. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He cares for you. And He's here even today to help you if you'll let Him. If you'll let Jesus help you, praise God. He died on the cross. He finished the work of Calvary. He got up on that resurrection morning. Amen. So that through Him, praise God, we can have victory. Hey, don't settle for nothing less this morning than victory, full victory in Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. God's a deal in your heart. God's speaking to you this morning all over this place. Well, wouldn't this be a wonderful day to come? If you've never been saved, wouldn't it be a good day to get saved? To accept Lord Jesus Christ and what He did on Calvary for you? If you was the only person in the whole world, Jesus would have died for you. Amen. He would have risen for you so that you could have life and have it in abundance. Hey, listen, we don't need just to be living. We need to have life. Full life, a life of rejoicing. People all the time say, well, preacher, I just want to be happy. Amen. Let me tell you what happiness is. Happiness depends on what happens. But we have joy in the Lord, rejoicing in our heart because of who He is and what He's done for us. What about you this morning? What's God done for you? I thank God for what He didn't do. Amen. I'm glad that He didn't answer to the iniquity. He didn't answer to the accusation. He didn't answer to the ridicule and the abuse that He was put under. He didn't partake of that old cup. Praise God. He endured the suffering of the cross. That is suffering a humiliation for us. I'm glad He didn't come down off the cross, because He would, there'd have been no way for us to get in. There would have been no means of salvation. Amen? But I'm glad He didn't do that. But I'm also glad, praise God, He didn't stay dead. He got up so that we can have life and have an abundance. And I'm glad this morning, in the very fiber of my being, that He didn't forget me and He didn't forget you. He knew where you'd be, praise God, and He loved you, and He loves you, and He'll keep loving you. And we just need to learn to love Him. Amen. Harper said the other day, he said, "Papa, I love Jesus too." Amen. We don't love Him because He first loved us.